So, Randy, you guys have a lot of guys filling in at different positions, but really, it looked great out there.
I think Coach Shanahan and the front office did a great job of creating a depth chart that when a guy goes down, we have talent that can step up and make plays and keep that same level of play.
How impressed were you with Tatum Bell? You know, he comes back, hasn't been on the field for quite a while, and makes some plays there at the end of the game.
Oh, real big, man. I told Tatum, we're a fairly young team. When you look at across the board, especially on offense, and I told him, man, welcome back and stay with us because our goals are going to run here for the next couple of years, not just the next couple of weeks, but the next couple of years.
And the passing game seemed to be clicking pretty well. Moving the ball around a lot of different people.
That's when we're at our best, when we take advantage of our opportunities and we spread the ball around because, man, we got a lot of playmakers on our side of the ball, and I think it's good when we spread it around.
What's it like to see Spencer make this switch to the other side of the
plate? You know what? When they did our draft highlights, and I saw Spence in college, I saw one highlight, and I think it was just an interception, and the way he dropped back and looked, so he looked so athletic. And I went to him before, you know, we started camp, and I said, man, you're a heck of a player, man. I can't wait to see you play linebacker. So I've been looking forward to this day.
And to look at in a row, you win two. How much does this mean to the conference?
It means a lot. It's a big win for us, and we still control our own destiny, and that's where you want to be. You know, November is when our season starts.
Hey, Brandon, tell us about that weekend.
Say that again?
Strange at all going against Foxy?
Not at all, man. Fox is a good player, and actually he had tight coverage all night, so it was a good ball game, and they did a good job of trying to contain us.
Hey, tell us about that long pass you made on the game-winning touchdown drive.
It was third down, and you know we're down in the game, so it was a big play for our ball club, and Jay threw it up. I came down with it, and the chains moved.
Now, it looked like while the ball was in the air, you kind of fooled it a little bit. You kind of let up and acted like you weren't reacting to the ball, and then the last second caught it.
Yeah, that's a little trick I got in my receiver skills. It's called late hands, and you know you want. The DBs are taught when the hands go up, you know, they look up for the ball, so you try to show your hands as late as possible.
What do you say about the confidence of this team? I mean, given with all the injuries and losing streak and everything, for you guys to get another comeback on the road?
Oh, man. We're built tough. We're built tough. We changed some things up in practice a few weeks ago, and it's working well for us. It really is. And, you know, guys are more physical. Guys are coming to play. And, and we're just fighting.
You talking about just going in pads in practice?
Well, we just, you know, practicing really well. And the better you are in practice, the easier it is in the games.
What about one more thing? What about Jay? I mean, time and time again, he brings you guys back. How much confidence do you have?
Jay is leading us to the playoffs. He's doing a great job. And you can't ask for a better quarterback. You can't ask for a better quarterback. He's a playmaker, and he find ways to get guys the ball when there's no chance of us catching it. So.
Thank you.